Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we just are so grateful that you are here because you first loved us. That, Lord, you're in the midst of us today. And God, thank you for that full assurance that we have of the love of your Son. God, it's just unending, it's unchanging. God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, we just ask for an anointing today, God, an anointing of thankfulness. And really, Lord, just exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think thankfulness. That, God, we come in here time and time again, and Lord, if it's become something like a bump on a log, Lord, help us to sit here like fiery coals this morning. Lord, appreciating your Son. God, having a vision like, oh, hallelujah, the throne room of God. Lord, seeing God with the eyes of the enlightened understanding. Oh, to know the love of Christ. God, a desire truly to want to know the word of your grace. Lord, hearing and seeing you say, come unto me, honey, come unto me. Now, Lord, thank you for wanting us so and protecting us even from ourselves. God, you're just so good. Lord, encourage us. Lord, stir up this precious praise in our lives. God, and all that is within us, may we praise you this morning. Lord, open up your word. Open up the understanding. God, give us the mind of Christ in this. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, we are so blessed. Let's open our Bibles today to 1 Kings. Going to go to the 22nd chapter. I pray you brought your Bibles today. And if for some reason you don't have one, I'm sure that lovely saint next to you would love for you to move over there and read with them. So praise be to God. We're going to begin reading from the 6th verse. Precious story here of a prophet and Ahab. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. That's a lot of prophets. And said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord here besides, that we might inquire of him? At least somebody was struck in heart. We better get a man of God in here. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Don't you love the word of God? It's just so fun. I love it. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel said, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Kenaniah, made him horns of iron, and he said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push the Syrians until they have consumed them. I think, you know, here they've already told him what he wants to hear, and they're even giving him props. You got to stay with the story. It's just marvelous how man tries to entertain you with whatever he can. If you're not listening to his words, he'll give you little toys to play with too. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now the words of the prophet declare good unto the king with one mouth. Isn't that something? They had one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Now, Isn't that interesting how he uses the word prayer? See, they can come at you in a lot of different ways. Oh, I pray that you're going to do this. Listen to these things, brothers and sisters. This is our life. You're going to hear the outcome of this story. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? See, he knew that he was just playing with him. He knew he was just saying it. And praise be to God, here it comes. And he said, this is Micaiah said unto him, I saw all Israel scatter upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you thee that he would not prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, and Micaiah goes on, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on this manner. And there came forth the spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lion spirit in his mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lion spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into a chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah, carry him back unto Aman, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. And if you know this story, Ahab goes on out, and he even tries to disguise himself so that when he goes into battle, they wouldn't think that he was a king. But it says, as everybody was pulling back from the battle, and maybe he thought, well, I just made it through here. It said that there was a certain man who drew a bow at a venture. And if you really read and understand what that means that that shot could never have hit that king because he was so far away, but God. And of all the ones as that arrow traveled right through, it went right through the armor. Praise God. Oh, what a chink was there. And it struck him and it killed him. And as the prophet prophesied that the dogs would lick up his blood, that blood flowed all the way through that chariot. When they came back to wash it out, there were the dogs licking it up. Yeah, his word is true. But you know, I read this story and what the Lord struck my heart with, brothers and sisters. Oftentimes, it's not the easiest thing to tell somebody the truth. It's not. Just as is the case of this prophet. Because most would rather hear a lie than face the truth. Man brings to him what he wants to hear. And because there's so many deceivers out there, they'll get in great numbers to tell you what you want to hear. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. But see, the reason man doesn't want to face the truth is because they don't want to hear or face it how it really is. They want to keep living with their head, as they say, buried in the sand, refusing to face truly what's going down. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's rampant in our world today. That's exactly what our country has been facing for a long time. because that's man. That's not anything political. That's just man. And so sadly, I actually believe we've come to a time, brothers and sisters, that not only do we expect people to just lie to us, that we go ahead and accept that people lie to us. But I am not speaking of natural man only in this society, brothers and sisters. How gravely I'm sad to say this lying disease has crept into the churches. And you might as well know this. We are facing a time just like this brother did, when every opinion is contrary to the truth. It's contrary to the truth. You are ridiculed, brothers and sisters. You are. If you don't just go along with the popular, you are going to hear you are too rigid. Oh, you think you're something. Oh, do you think you little 400 know more than everybody else? No, no, no. But God, who is rich in mercy and his great love wherewith he loved us, he told us, follow Paul as he followed Christ. He said, I would that all men, and I say this so often because it's so true, this is the purpose of every man's life. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Not to how many great works you can perform in your life, not how excited you can get, how many people you can whip up in their own emotion. That they know the truth. That you know the love of Christ, and you'll never know the love of Christ until you know the truth. This is our life. Hallelujah. It's just so magnificent. But we are encouraged all the time. Just go along with the popular. Go along with the smoke and mirrors. Go along with the touchy-feely syrup. But by the grace of God, may the power of Christ rest upon us, brothers and sisters. And we endure hardness. And if you go on with God, you will endure the hardness as good soldiers. You will be battered. You will be ridiculed. You will enter into joint suffering with Jesus Christ. They hated him because he's the truth. That's why they hated him. They didn't hate him because he didn't do a miracle or he didn't do that. They hated him because he is the Word of God. Oh, the battle. Oh, the battle. But by grace, we must stand. The things of God, brothers and sisters, are slipping through the hands of his precious people. They are. The lies are rampant, and the chorus to hear them is growing, and the ears to hear truth are deafening. I remember so well when I was early on called to be your pastor, and I was invited out to a lunch with a pastor. Well, I shouldn't say just a pastor. He was the, what was that? I wrote it down here. The senior assistant pastor of a very large church. I guess they call them mega churches. And I'd say that's quite a title, a senior assistant pastor. And during the conversation in lunch, I came to find out that this church had 24 pastors. And I've mentioned this before. And I really just kind of kept to myself, and I think the Lord was joking with me. He said, well, son, well, why not 25? Why not 35? Why not 400? You know what I'm saying. I said, Lord, I know where you're going. Now stop it. You're going to have me laughing. But I did ask this guy, I said, you know, why do you got so many pastors? And he said, well, you know, one has a different message for different folks and what they want to hear. And I'm listening to this. And he says, now let me explain it to you. You know, there's people that come into the meeting, they believe in eternal security. There's some that don't. There's some that want to be encouraged with tongues and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And there's some that don't want to have anything to do with that. So we have a pastor that'll give them what they want to hear. And he could see that I was horrified. I mean, my jaw dropped open. And he kind of chuckled and he shook his head and he said, you are a newbie in this, aren't you? He says, how do you think you get 5,000 people in a church? And all I could hear my sweet Lord encourage my heart at that time. Honey, preach the word. Just preach the word. Do not give the people what they want to hear. It will kill them. That will kill them. That will be your death. Stand with stand and having done all to stand. The word of the Lord and nothing else. What the Lord saith, as this brother said, that will I speak. And brothers and sisters, this is so vital. It is absolutely vital to our stand and our growth. I know that times it's hard. I get conversations often with Christians that find it very difficult to tell those that are close to them that Jesus Christ is the only way, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh to the Father but by him. And I even tell him, I'm telling you what, you better tell him not only is he the only way to go to heaven, you better tell him there's only one alternative from going to heaven, and that's going to hell. Don't soft sell this stuff, brothers and sisters. We do not have much time. We are but a step between us and death, and everybody else is too, and the devil is out to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Know these things. These aren't just words on a page. It's the words of life. And I went on to say, and by the way, hell has a lot of occupants. John 3:18. Just listen to these things. He that believeth on him, on Jesus, is not condemned. How simple is that? He that believeth on Jesus is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, there will be ones that will say, well, condemned, I'm sure there will be something else. There will be this or that. And I tell you, take them right over here to Revelation. See, it's good to have Bible study in a sermon, isn't it? So you go over here to Revelation, and you go over to the 20th chapter. And in the 13th verse, it says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man. And I want you to know something about that word judged. That word is condemned. The judgment already went on. It's done. Just like that verse said, he that believeth not is condemned already. So you can read that very clearly. And they were condemned, every man, according to their works. You hear those ones that'll tell you, well, I was a good guy. And if God won't accept me for my good works, then I guess he's not the God that I thought he was. Well, let me tell you something, dirty dog. You'll know that he's God. And every tongue is going to confess and every knee is going to bow. And they're going to say, hallelujah, he is God. I'll tell you what. They're going to know these things. And then it goes on to say, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. See, hell ain't the ending place for ones that are condemned. Oh no, it gets much worse. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I pray that that would scare some people a little bit. It will do you good. And praise be to God, how simple Acts 16:31 tells us, now believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Why do you want to be so ornery? Why? This world has tried to bury that, to hide that, to deny that. When I say that, I'm talking about that cross and him crucified. And they can't. They cannot. You can't bury the word. He is risen. He's risen. Praise be to God. How about when you deal with different ones? I'm being filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't soft sell it. I know people that are giving false hope to different ones. Oh, you're saved when you're filled. And you'll receive your prayer language later on. And all I can tell you is, my goodness, the devil himself is behind such a lie. And if you go over to Acts 19:2, well, we'll read from Acts 19:1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. See, I mean, this is how it's magnified. It just didn't say certain people that loved the Lord or certain people that were saved. These were disciples. These were ones that were preaching the word of the Lord. And they found these ones. And he says to these disciples, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" See, they believed on the Lord. "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." How much are you going to wrestle with that? These are disciples and they had not received the Holy Ghost. And it goes right on down and it tells you that they did receive the Holy Ghost. And there was one magnificent evidence. And they spoke with other tongues. Acts 8 will take you right down through the same thing. The enemy will do anything and everything to keep you from being filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know that? Do you know why? Because when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. See, the devil don't want you to know that word. But the Lord has laid it so clearly out. Study to show thyself approved. Oh, a workman not ashamed. Rightfully dividing the word of truth. Do you see how exciting this is? God's testified to you. You know these things. You hear these things, sons of God. And here you are maybe today worrying about something else. God help us, huh? Tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. Fight that good fight of faith as these things come to attack. Oh, no, I got the helmet of salvation on. I've got the very mind of Jesus in me. Get away, hallelujah. Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you love souls, brothers and sisters, a lot of people claim they do. You know what? You'll tell them one thing. You'll tell them the truth. You will not withhold a thing. That's the truth. You'll give them the word of the Lord. And see, the word of the Lord, brothers and sisters, God assures us, it never returns void. Now, Ahab did not receive it. He didn't receive it. And you're going to testify as the Lord gives you opportunity. See, the Spirit gives us utterance. Don't you go out in your strength. That's a waste of time. Cause confusion. And it will. Been there, done that. Wait on the Lord. He might have you pass by these cities. Listen. Know the word of God. But see, even though Ahab didn't receive it, it sure did not return void to the prophet. It sure did not return void to those that listened. And especially to us, it doesn't return void because we read and rejoice in the written word to us, brothers and sisters, that my promises are yea and amen. This is living. It's alive. This is it. This is everything. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And yet we cling to things that we think are so much more important or so lasting. Yes, God help us. It just distracts. It deters us from really running. Fiery coals, fiery coals. Ahab sure found out, didn't he? But brothers and sisters, as we close this, I want you to know this, that the lies creep right up the ranks. And they do. The devil tries to get anybody any time he can. Now, I'm not giving him any credit, but I'm going to tell you the word of God tells us. He's out there for one thing, and that's to kill, steal, and to destroy. And only God And that's not hard for him. He is the only one that will protect you from that. But brother, that's kind of like a red flag warning a lot of times. But brother. Because there are so many people in the world, because they're such remote locations, maybe, just maybe, you don't have to hear Paul's gospel to be in the bride of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I am here to tell you that not only do you have to hear Paul's gospel, you need to believe Paul's gospel. You need to embrace Paul's gospel. You need to, by God's grace, live Paul's gospel. And by God's grace, to stand and preach no other gospel. And again, that's just the word of the Lord. You know, you'll tell most Christians that, and really, it's just a puzzling look. What are you talking about? And my heart just grieves because people are so robbed and so depleted of the Word of God. Oh, we have a Bible. Have you studied it? Inspired in the Holy Ghost. Not just read through it for a test. Not just so I can pass and say I achieved this. No, for it to work effectually in me and exercise your faith, Lord God, that when you bring me to that mountain that's a lot higher than me, I can look to the Word of God and I can say, mountain, be removed. And I know that it'll be gone. And I'm fully assured because of Christ and His great love for me that I will not, praise God, be cast out. I will not, praise God, somehow be distanced from His love. But that it always, always encompasses me. His hand, praise God, is upon me. His hand, hallelujah, is under me. He goes before me. He's set behind me. His armor, praise God, there's no chink in that armor. I've heard one say, oh, brother, but when you turn, you know, you can get hit. Let me tell you something. Even in my unbelief, He abides faithful. That is your Lord. And oh my goodness, when we really embrace and just give Him thanks for how much He loves us, how faithful He is, your life will change. It will change from glory to glory to glory. Your life will praise Him. You will just be in awe of Him. There won't be a hesitation. There won't be this distance that you think that's between you and God. You'll begin to rejoice that Christ lives in me. Oh, you'll thank Him. You'll say, Lord, you're not just near me in here. You're in me. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Oh, my. Oh, my. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, this gospel given to Paul, Brother Ty spoke on it this morning, and it's true. Those precious 100 chapters. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is complete. Paul, praise God, in Colossians, it says, what was given to him completed, fulfilled the Word of God. It's the truth. Jesus Christ is waiting for His fulfillment before He takes the throne. And you know what His fulfillment is? His wife. What He wrote, praise God, through Paul, that there is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That yes, there will be a company that will rule and reign jointly with me. That will be glorified together with me. A one that, praise God, I will make known to them that I have loved thee. But see, we won't step into that, brothers and sisters, unless by faith we believe that that is for us. Not just something, again, that was just written for us to read through or for some time in the future that God will make it known. Oh, no. No, no, no. We said it three times today that you come to a full knowledge of the truth. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, that you would be led into all truth. See, He's a God of all, not part, not some, not a little bit, but all. To be filled with all the fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
yes. A zeal according to knowledge is required. The more perfect way of Paul's gospel was vital to Apollos, a man zealous for God. If he did not receive that message, he could have never preached it. He could have never lived it. He could have never been one that would have been mentioned with Paul as he said, "We're not just of Paul and Cephas and Apollos. We're of one in Christ." 2 times in the word of the Lord it declares that Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, know this, 2 times, was preached to every creature under heaven and to all the Gentiles. We are without excuse. We are without excuse. Quit trying to reason with your goodness. Because I'm going to tell you something, our goodness is but wickedness to God. Romans 2:16, God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel. There is one way, just one way, that we will grow up into Him in all things. And as it says in Acts 20:32, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Consider what I say. That's what Paul said. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. Follow Paul as he followed Christ. Praise be to God. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you again for your goodness to us. Lord, thank you again for the ear that hears what the Spirit saith to the churches. Lord, thank you for that grace again to yield to you. Thank you for that grace, Lord God, that wakes us up. Lord, if there's ones that are struggling with indifference this morning here, God, ones that just seem so flat, so low, that heaven is sounding brass. Lord, let them know in such a precious way, which you already have. But Lord, oftentimes we need that second wind of encouragement. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, thank you that you're the one, you're the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That, Lord, you wait. Oh, you're so patient. But God, help us to feast this morning upon this bread that you've given. Oh, even the strong meat. And to rise up. Oh, to rise up. And God, to thank you, Lord, and to stir up the gift that lies within us. Oh, Lord, help us to not delay. Lord, help us to be quick to believe you this morning. Lord, oh, from glory to glory into your very image. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.